The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of Reality Realty are not necessarily the views or opinions of Northumberland 89.7 FM. The information given is designed to be informative and helpful. You should always consult a professional when buying or selling your home.
Hello again, Northumberland County, and welcome to Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's real estate talk show, where we talk about, and we interview guests on all things real estate with a direct focus on Northumberland County and all the communities within it. I'm Dale Bryant, and I'm a real estate broker, and my co-host is Dave Smith, certified home inspector.
All right. When you say hello again, what are you inferring there, Dale?
Well, I tried to say hello one time, and then you know all these buttons here are so important. And if you just miss one button,
yes, absolutely. What's on today's show, Dale Bryant?
Well, all right. If everything goes as planned, Dave.
Yes, and it will.
If everything goes as planned, today we're going to take a look at our show.
We're going to take a look at
what has happened to our show. We're almost a year. We're just a couple shows off of a full year broadcasting live, and I thought it would be really neat to take a look at where we started, what changes we've made, the kind of guests we've had, maybe some noteworthy moments, maybe some embarrassing moments, some difficult moments. And finish off with where we'd like to go.
That's in past shows, not today's show in particular.
You know what? Today's show already just added to the list, right?
Well, the ladies want us to do a blooper show, so we're just bucking to demand, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I think the last thing we said to the ladies was, well, we would need bloopers to be able to have a blooper show.
Give them what they want, Dale. Yeah. Give them what they want.
Exactly. And Dave will also cover our regulars. We're back to the home inspection tip of the week.
A popular demand.
You got to cave in when everybody wants it. You got to cave in. We'll also take a look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market in Northumberland County, and we'll look at our points to ponder. So, Dave, why don't you start us off with home inspection tip of the week?
Well, it may sound familiar, Dale, but it is the time of year when this matters, and the home inspection tip of the week is a common mantra. Is it mantra? Water is the enemy of the home. Water damage to your property could be caused by many different things: indoor plumbing leaks, sewer backup. One I see very often is eaves trough downspouts, either not in place or not moving water away from the home far enough. Grading, sloping to the home instead of away from the home as the home settles over time, or you get dogs digging, or people with gardens, maybe making them so that the water actually doesn't go away from the home, which is what you always want. And water you produce as vapor that is vented into attic spaces. So if water damage occurs, there's many things you want to keep in mind. Water inside a property can damage or destroy the building materials, the furnishings, and the belongings. And in some circumstances, it can even lead to structural damage, rot, etc. Depending on the source of the water, it may contain bacteria, mold, viruses, and chemical contaminants. Even water damage due to clean water can result in the growth of mold indoors in less than 48 hours, Dale. Mold is a known allergen, respiratory irritant, and asthma trigger. Some molds produce toxins known as mycotoxins, and some can cause infections in people, especially anyone with a weakened or a suppressed immune system. These are some precautions that you can take to prevent water damage from sources already inside the property. You can regularly check your washing machine hoses and be sure to replace them if there's any signs of cracking or bulging. And you know, Dale, it's one of your favorites. I always recommend in every inspection, if there's none there, the stainless braided, the braided stainless steel hoses for washing machines. A little more costly, but very effective.
Small insurance policy.
Also in a braided stainless steel line are ice maker connections for signs of damage and replace when necessary. If you've got that cheesy poly tubing or even the copper line, the braided stainless steel lines are the way to go there. They have a rubber O-ring on them, and they are holding the pressure of your home 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year, so it's worth the money in insurance alone. If the property has an air conditioner, be sure the drain lines are not clogged, something that's commonly forgotten because they're tucked away in that corner of your basement. Check under your sinks, your garbage disposables, or around tubs and showers for any signs of leaks. Toilets, inspect around toilets and check the toilet's internal components for any signs of leaks, wear, or damage. These things don't last forever. Check basements and crawl spaces for signs of leaks, moisture, and elevated humidity levels, which are conducive to mold and moisture itself to continue to stay, because it doesn't evaporate if the humidity level is very, very high. Inspect any exposed plumbing for signs of condensation, corrosion, and leaks. And you'll see this oftentimes in the summer months, copper lines that are exposed, and you'll see this water dripping onto the floor as the air condensates and forms into water molecules and dripping right on the piping. Consider having the proper sewer line inspected for any signs of failure and existing blockages to prevent a sewer backup. If you're very tall, you've got to check your head.
You've got to check your head.
It's up there in the atmosphere. Stick your head up in the attic space. And with a flashlight, ensure that all bath fans are venting outside. This is such a common problem, especially in newer homes. What I'm looking for when I do this is I'm looking for insulated venting. The piping attached to an outside vent through the roof or the sidewall going from that bath fan. The venting should be sealed at both ends. That is, where it attaches to the fan and where it attaches to the outside vent outside. Attic baffles that ensure the insulation, especially blown-in insulation, is not blocking the soffit venting. And while you're there, take a peek at the openings where the roof vents, the chimney, or the plumbing vents, and check for any leakage or staining from rainwater. Water, it's the enemy of the home. That's my home inspection tip of the week.
My goodness, Dave, was that your home inspection tip of the week, or was that enough tips for the whole year?
Dale, listen. Mm-hmm. I'm the man that meets out this stuff. I know I've got so much information in my brain, Dale. Don't worry, I'm not running out anytime soon.
All right, I'll calm down then. So let's take a look at a snapshot of today's residential real estate market here in Northumberland County. So if you're living in Northumberland County or looking to live in Northumberland County and you're wondering what the market is like, how fast homes move, what the average price is that people are listing for and selling for, this is what you want to know. Listings that have sold over the past month, we've had 105 listings in Northumberland County sell over the past month. We presently have an inventory of 372 residential listings for sale. The average listing price, so if we take a look at homes that have sold over the past year, the average listing price of those successful sales has been $310,000 on average, approximately, and the selling price approximately $301,000. So the one steady thing we always have, seem to have since we started the show, is the average person is receiving 97% of their asking price with these successful sales. And the market time, how long is an average market time in our county? 68 days to sell your home. I take some of this information and I figure out an absorption rate. Figure out, are we in a buyer's market, a seller's market, or is the market balanced? Well, our absorption rate today is at 28%. It is still a seller's market. Anything above 20% is traditionally considered a seller's market. So if you're thinking of buying or selling a home, you will want this information that is specific to the type of home you are buying or selling. Talk to your realtor. Your realtor understands these figures. Your realtor can help you get this information and help you get the best advantage you can have when buying or selling a home. These statistics and figures and the information I use to calculate the absorption rate come to us from the Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. Mortgage rates. We take a look at the best mortgage rates available, and the best five-year fixed is still same as last week at 2.49, and the best five-year variable is at 1.85%. And these rates come to us from mortgage broker Carol Ann Bryant at the Mortgage Wellness Group right here in Coburg. Well, Dave, points to ponder. I took a look at CMHC, Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation, at their website, and they had a study, a 2015 mortgage customer survey, mortgage consumer survey. And we've talked before, Dave, about people who are selling their homes. And the National Association of Realtors, they do a study every year. And in the 2014 study report, it reports that 43% of all home buyers found their home through the internet. And I know I've said it before on this show.
I'm keeping quiet over here because that's what I do.
And I say it to all my sellers because it's so key, because sometimes sellers think that there's other avenues, and I'm not going to mention the avenues. I don't want to put any of the avenues down, but they think other avenues are where their home needs to be to have good marketing. 43% of the people find it through the internet. So it's sort of neat because in this 2015 CMHC study for people who are getting their mortgages, 78 of mortgage consumers reach online, look online to find their mortgages. 78%. I thought 43 was high for a real estate transaction, but a lot of people are going to the web to find their mortgages. When we take a look at what kind of websites they visit, 56% of these sites were lender sites, so your banks, trust companies, credit unions. 24% of those sites that were searched were actual mortgage broker sites, and 15% of those folks would search both. Now, the neat thing is when you go to one of these sites, more often than not, you'll find a mortgage calculator there. And 70% of the people who went to a mortgage site use the calculator. So people are figuring it out. People are learning a lot before they even step into their lender's office or make that call. 62% of those people just figured out what the mortgage payment would be. But some of these mortgage sites also have two calculators side by side. And instead of having to jot down, put in criteria and get an answer and jot it down, you can put in different criteria side by side and compare what different mortgages would be at different rates or different amortizations.
Different down payment.
Neat little features here. And also you might find on one of these sites a mortgage affordability calculator. That's another neat calculator. It would depend on your income, on your debt load, and it would let you know what you can afford for a mortgage. More than one other thing.
This is another point. You're talking about me. How many points you got in your? How much ponderance do we have available at this time?
I think we got a couple minutes left. So if we're
ponder on.
So if we take a look at that, 78% of people who go to the internet to find mortgage information. What I was surprised about, what do you think, Dave, would be the percentage of people that might go to social media to find out mortgage information?
I would say 32%.
32%. Pretty random number. It's not that far off.
No, because I'm pretty smart.
You got your finger on the pulse. 20% of the people.
That's pretty far. That's pretty far off.
I thought it was pretty close, all things considered. 20%. Now, that means Facebook, blogs, forums. Would you go to Facebook to try and find out mortgage information?
Well, No, I would not.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
But 20% are. I just found it surprising that anybody was.
When it comes to Facebook, there are a few surprises for me. I'm just not in the groove on that. I'm just not. Although on Facebook yesterday, I got many compliments on my what are being called chocolate macaroons. I went around yesterday and delivered a lot of cookies, and I created quite a furor on Facebook. So I'm doing something right, I suppose. I'm feeling 10 years younger already.
Well, very good. You're not doing so well at staying on topic on this 2015 mortgage survey. So people that get a mortgage, in particular, people who used a lender that went into the bank, trust company, 42% would say they totally agree that they are satisfied with that lender. 42%. People that use a broker, 47% of people would say, I totally agree that I'm satisfied with the service from that broker. So they're very close. Once again, it determines 42-47%. Brokers come out a little bit on top. And a neat thing is there's a trend going on
here. Or you could say 15% of people are happier with their broker than are happy with the bank. I'm not just playing with that. It's you look at it from the perspective. I think that you talk about going to social media to find out about mortgage, and yet here we have a great example of two human contact type businesses, and yet the broker, which in my estimation would probably give you an even more personal attention than necessarily a bank, and there is almost 15% more people are happier with that experience than working with the bank. I think that leans more towards the personal aspect of it as being more popular than doing something blindly on the internet.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand why this sort of thing happens, because you go to the bank, you're dealing with a person. You go to the mortgage broker, you're dealing with what are you saying? Is maybe that person that's sitting across from you isn't a real person?
I've had some great experiences, but they've got parameters. I think from a straight customer perspective, I believe that there may be more flexibility, more opportunity to work with a mortgage broker than at someone who sits in a cubicle or in an office without a name on the outside than in a bank. Nothing against banks in this case. I've had some great experiences with banks. The last experience we had, we got from a major brand, and she was phenomenal in every way. She was exceptional in the way she did business. But I think that was more related to the individual than necessarily the banner.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with the individual and what their commitment is to their job and also the system they work within, I'm sure. But if we take a look here on this report, 2015 report from CMHC, we can see there's a trend going up in the use of brokers. And we're looking at, in this case, they are very specific about repeat buyers, repeat home buyers. And 3 years ago, about 32% of repeat buyers were using brokers. The following year, that went from 32 to 34. Last year, it hit 40. And this year, 42% of those repeat buyers are choosing to use mortgage brokers. So an interesting trend.
A 33% increase.
You're quick. You're quick with all these numbers. And I trust you to be close.
You should. Yeah,
I trust you to be close. One other thing here. People who renew, what do you think is the percentage? You don't like when I do this, do you? What do you think, Dave, is the percentage
of, yes,
of people who renew their mortgage early in the term? So maybe they got a 5-year, they're renewing before 5 years.
I'm going to put it at 8%.
8%. I can't say you're close this time.
How many, Dale?
71% of people.
What?
Yeah, 71% of people renew early. And
I have never done that.
Yeah.
Of course, I haven't stayed in the house longer than about 3 years. That's probably the reason.
And 55% of those people renewed early to avoid a perceived rate increase.
Yes.
So they were concerned that the rates might go up before the end of their term, and they renewed. And the neat thing is, when you get your renewal statement from your lender, if you're the type of person that just renews at those terms, at that rate, then this is an interesting piece of information for you. Because 49% of people who renewed negotiated different terms than were presented in their renewal statement. 49% of the people got better terms.
I'm not happy with that.
I'm not going to ask what side of the equation you were on.
I don't know. I just think there should be certain things that are carved in stone. I don't like the fact that they basically leave it up to your personality to get a better...
Or your negotiating skills or the time you have to negotiate.
Well, I come from retail, and the negotiation aspect of it used to really irk me. So I'm going to leave that alone, Dale.
All right. Well, that's our points to ponder this morning, Dave.
All right. You've been listening to Dave Smith and Dale Bryant on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7 FM's local real estate talk show. Please stay with us, as after the break, we're going to look back on a year of Reality Realty in review. There should be like a theme song to that.
There is.
All right, good.
We'll see you soon. Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland, 89.7 FM's local real estate talk. Dave, we're coming on 1 year since we first broadcast live Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7. It's been quite an adventure. Neither one of us were radio guys.
Remember back when we were amateurs?
Yes. Yeah, and that's what we're doing today. We're taking a look at a year in review of Reality Realty. Remember when we pitched the show to the station? We tried to convince them this was a good idea.
And for better or for worse, we did convince them of that. We drafted a format, and we first taped the first shows in the recording studio, which is exceptionally intimidating, and we did it at our home. And I remember the first show, which was recorded, the first couple were recorded, and because we were so concerned about going live in case we said something stupid or
concerned
made fools
about
of ourselves.
Failing.
Concerned about failing. I remember the first show. I think I spent 9 hours editing the first one-hour show. It was cumbersome.
Had we continued that way, had we have went into the recording studio every week?
Yes.
Recorded for 2 hours, went back to wherever we went to, and edited for half a day. This 1 hour broadcast would have been
well. I remember
pretty laborsome.
You saying this now as I listen to you talk. I remember early on. I remember there was this time when we went to start the show, and you started talking, and then the music came on.
What's that today?
Oh wait. Wait, that was today. That was today. But we've had some, you know, in between the amateur hour, we have had some amazing guests. We had
first guest.
I didn't realize, frankly, that Brad Hawken was our first guest. He classed up the joint immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
One thing, he had an amazing radio voice. Brad has just,
he's a singer. I did not know
he's
that.
He's been in a band forever. He had an amazing real estate voice,
yes.
a radio voice. He's been in real estate forever.
Mm.
So his knowledge was great. He presently, at that time, I believe he was the president of our Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors. So he brought so much knowledge along as well.
Well, he didn't bring on maybe necessarily good judgment, because he did come on the show, so he wasn't flawless. But it was great to have him on here. A friend of ours, Mr. Scott Tromley from Tromley Computer Services. I think I brought this idea to the forefront to one of our production meetings,
mm-hmm.
you and I. And of course, there's a whole team of people behind us, getting the putting the show doesn't just
yeah they say they say
together.
Hey guys, we got your back, and then yeah. and we look around and we're all alone,
nowhere to be found. But we touched on some things like smartphones and smart home technology, using your mobile devices in the home. The idea there is just to try to enlighten some people to what's available, and there's. I mean, it's a never-ending industry, and the technological advances are just awesome. It is, I mean, we talked about it a lot then, and I won't go on an old man rant here, but it mm-hmm. is amazing what they can and will do for your home and make your home even cooler than ever before. So Scott Tromley was excellent.
And I'd love to have Scott back.
Yeah.
I'd love to have him back.
Mr. Tromley. And,
because to think everyone in Northumberland County was listening to us that day.
Mm.
I mean, this technology will be new to those who didn't listen. Plus, like you say, it's changing. It's forever changing. And I don't think Scott was really able to get it all out there. There was so much more that we couldn't even touch on.
But there was Joel Johnson. Are you forgetting Joel?
Like, yeah, Joel.
It's all about Scott. That's just raving about him. Yeah, like, what about Joel?
Joel joined Scott on one.
They were young. They made us feel old that day. They were very young.
Yeah, they're young guys, but they know what they're doing. Joel Johnson from Northumberland Security.
Again, a bit of a technology aspect of it. It's not
for
just
sure.
about door locks and that sort of thing. He has some. He's very very up on new trends, and he's just a great guy to listen to and to hear of, because they're young and we're old. This is our way of staying young, or at least me. I don't know how it's working for you, but
well, what I really liked about both Joel Johnson and Scott Tromley as guests, it was their passion for what they did. They
yes.
weren't just ho humming it and giving the answers. They were into what they do.
Yep, absolutely.
And absolutely. That's really neat to see. We've had, I think back, we've had another guy who knows what he's doing, Drew Macklin.
Compassion. I'm going to say Compassion on this one
mm-hmm.
because
yeah.
Drew's. Drew, of course, is with Linmac right here in town, and he put a personal and a friendly and a compassionate face on
commercial real estate.
Commercial
yeah.
real estate and landlords in general. That was the part of his part on our show that stuck out in my mind, that how they really care about your success, and without your success as a tenant,
mm-hmm.
That they weren't successful, and that is what they are all about. And I thought that's the part of that particular show and that particular interview that really stuck with me is Drew talking along that way. And I like the idea of them renting out their own Linmac offices several times, because they would go in for an interview and the potential tenant would really like
yeah.
the space and say, what about this space? And
yeah.
next thing you know, he's got to go down the hall and tell that administrative support team that they're moving.
We're moving again. Exactly.
That's a great story. That was a good one.
Yeah. And anything here, Dave, you know, we were really conscious when we developed the show not to have just a purely Dave and Dale show. And we've brought in other realtors. We've brought in a number of other realtors. We sort of have our go-to realtors and that have certain specialties and perspectives on the business and experience in the business. We've had Tracy Northam from Royal LePage Pro Alliance, and even though she does all real estate, she definitely knows so much about the Rice Lake area,
mm-hmm.
about cottage country, living on water. She brought some excellent information there. We've had Jody Ledgerwood from Northumberland Hills Realty.
Bringing in the what's the word I'm looking for? Entrepreneurial aspect of it, because
yes.
that is Jody's own realty office. So
mm-hmm. her brokerage.
Yeah. Sorry, and that was very interesting, because you know when you're dealing with someone like Jody, you're dealing with someone who's got the whole business aspect of it as well behind
mm-hmm.
them, and wanting to create something that they can call their own. So that that made that. And she's just she was just great to have on the show too. Mm-hmm. She was a lot of fun. She made fun of you quite a bit, and she respected me for my professionalism.
I don't remember any of this.
Don't remember that aspect of it. No, you're probably coughing or something. What about Dan? What about Dan?
Dan Bulger from Pentel Realty.
Not as good looking as Jody. Probably about 40 or 50 years older than Jody, I would think.
Oh, my goodness. We're never going to get Dan back on if he's listening. Dan, never mind. That's not both of our opinion. The age. But, yeah, Dan was great because Dan has a ton of experience. Dan, the show we had with Dan, I mean, we've gotten into...
Friendly guy, really.
Really friendly guy. We've gotten into a few what I would consider controversial topics, and one of them was with Dan because we were talking about the Park Theater and how it hit the news and the attempted real estate transaction of that. And we were looking at it from a real estate point of view, not from... municipal service point of view or necessarily the person on the street, but from a real estate point of view and maybe even how we thought it might have been handled differently and I'm sure or should have been handled differently. And I'm sure there could have been people listening and maybe get their backup to some of these thoughts and opinions. We've had Lindsay Gray, Royal LePage Pro Alliance. There was another controversial topic. I mean, we talked about the open house. Yeah, we talked about the open house. You wouldn't think an open house is controversial.
It's a hot button topic.
It's a hot button topic because, I mean, Lindsay totally believes in the open house and the success of an open house. It's contrary to the National Association of Realtors report on the success of open houses. We had on the same show, we had Jody on for a second time, Jody Ledgerwood, and we sort of debated it, you know, and we agreed to disagree, and everybody was friends when we left, but a little bit of controversy in the show.
Well, you know, and you and I do not agree on this aspect of it, but, I mean, to be honest with you, I met Lindsay at an open house as a good marketer. Should I get out there in the in-between times when I'm not inspecting? And I met Lindsay, and she left a great impression on me as a professional and as a realtor. And this is a relationship business. You know that. Both relating from one realtor to another, but certainly from associated industries like home inspection and mortgage broker, this sort of thing, you build relationships. And that's the aspect of the open house that I think that isn't getting necessarily its due in regards to our discussions. And that is, if you have an opportunity and you leave a good impression with a customer and they become a potential client, they may remember you. And in Lindsay's case, and many others, but just because we're speaking of Lindsay here, that was a great example of how an open house can create the start of a relationship in real estate for a potential client in future, because Lindsay stuck out in my mind as someone that I would want to do business with if I were a buyer. So that's the aspect of it. It's maybe an intangible, but that's just my viewpoint on it.
And then since we're almost starting it to get into this one again, then the other aspect would be, but do you need to build those relationships on the efforts in the back of the seller and that they get their house all ready and they leave their house for a couple hours only so you can build, like the realtor can build relationships? I think if you're doing an open house, it's to sell the home. Period.
Okay, well, let's talk about let's talk about disappointment, shall we, Dale? Sure. Biggest disappointment since we put the show on.
Sure, and go ahead.
If I could just turn your mic off there for a minute. I just want to talk privately with the listening audience for a little bit, if I could. For me and my business, it's all about face-to-face. It's trust. It's meeting people. It's recognition. In that same career, the hardest people to meet is coincidentally the owner of Dale's office, and that would be Royal LePage. Of course, they have 13 offices from Port Hope to Kingston, and Mark Rashad and his office manager, Jeff Nellis, are the hardest people for me to meet. I've never met either of them personally, never met them, okay? And they control 14 offices. So the 1 week that I'm not here, the 1 week – that I am not able to attend as I have personal business. Dale comes to me. Oh, Dave, hi. Don't worry about the show this week. Guess who I booked for this week's show? Mark Rashad and Jeff Nellis. Okay, so I have a radio show.
Pretty heavy hitters.
I'm a co-host of a radio show on real estate. I'm a home inspector. These guys could very well dictate whether I ever eat again. But Dale books them that. To me, they're still ghosts. So that would be considered my biggest disappointment, if we're keeping track. And I am keeping track.
And it was a great show.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing. You didn't even record it, Dale. There's no proof it even happened.
Absolutely,
there's no proof it ever happened.
We record every show.
Yeah, the voices sound a lot like yours.
We've had Aaron Toms. Aaron Toms is a realtor with
Forward Thinking
Realtor. Aaron wrote a series of blogs that were just so engaging, so interesting.
Absolutely.
We knew we had.
We read them. They were so. Yeah. We actually read them for longer than 10 seconds at a time.
And we had her on the show, and she was a great guest. She's been on a few times.
And she was on with Evelyn.
Yes, Evelyn Vandermeer, an absolute pillar in our real estate community. Recently retired from real estate. Evelyn and Aaron, we had them on together. Great guests, engaging conversation.
Well, she had some stories, Evelyn did, and it was great to have the two ladies in here because, Evelyn told stories of having 20 members, I think it was 20 some odd members of one family had purchased homes with her over her career. I think reaching back I think she said four generations of family, that, grandfathers right down to grandchildren. And she actually represents the biggest secret ever kept by Reality Realty as well. I don't know if you're aware of this.
And What's that, Dave?
We knew Evelyn would soon retire, but we did not divulge that on the air. That's how we're like insiders. We kept a secret. Woo! Another feather in our cap, Dale.
Yeah. Well, and we've had another president of our Northumberland Hills Association of Realtors join us as a guest. We had Diane Chapman.
Did we?
What do you mean, did we? From Tip Top Realty.
Oh, yes. I'm making a joke there, Dale. There's a reference to that later on.
Don't
remember? No, he doesn't remember. We'll talk about that.
I'm in the now.
You're in the now.
I'm in the now.
So beyond realtors, we've also had some great local business folks and service providers. Mike Gutterich of Enhance Revolutionary Wood Renewal from right here in Northumberland County, showing you how you can build equity in your home, bring your kitchen cabinets back in different stages, everything from refinishing them to replacing them completely.
Really interesting guy. I would mark that down as one of my most interesting guests because they had a product where they're not coming in, they're not sanding down your wood. They're using some chemicals, they're removing the old finish. And also, when they put the new wood finish on, they would use an ultraviolet light to harden that urethane finish on top, and you could instantly put down your furniture.
I like the way you called it your favorite guest, like as if you somehow brought
one of my favorites.
It was my guest. He was my guest.
Well then how would say it?
But your favorite guest, though, better be the next one on the list, and that's Carol Ann Bryant. I think you want to be very clear.
Yeah,
let's be very clear.
Like Stephen Harper would say, let's be clear. Yeah. Carol Ann Bryant, I hope you're listening
now.
You're absolutely my favorite guest. And talk about someone who knows their business.
Yes.
And she can deliver it in such an easy-to-understand way. Yeah, Carol Ann's been on. Has she been on three times now?
Three or four times, yeah.
Yeah. Because the financing of a mortgage transaction, that's huge. And there's so many aspects to it, as we saw in Points to Ponder this morning.
Speaking of aspects, what we like to call an home inspection is generational deficiencies in homes. And electrical falls into that category. For the sake of argument, from Century Homes on up, many, many different issues with electrical problems in homes. And what a great guest Gord Thompson was from Century Electric. He talked about everything from the old knob and tube wiring to fusible panels, ungrounded circuits, 60 amp circuits, aluminum wiring, and all of the issues. Like, and he was so, I mean, you talk about passionate. I mean, he really knew his stuff, and he has such great resources. And what a great what a great service provider for this area. I mean, I'm sure that you find a niche and you fill it. And Gord Thompson being in the Port Hope Cobourg area with all of the century homes we have and all the preservation we have in the community for these homes, what a great guest he was and what a great resource he was for us, and certainly someone I would like to put a mark beside to maybe have on again to talk about some other things in regards to, if we're going to talk about electrical, let's have Gord on.
Well, the neat thing about what he had to say on that show was they've developed techniques. They've developed techniques to do the electrical work in a century home without harming all the detail and the finishes of that home, because everybody wants to preserve the originality of that home. And so they painstakingly develop these techniques, and it takes more time, more care, neat stuff. How about Sherry Wright? Sherry Wright from House of SL, that is the interior designer I use to stage all my homes. Sherry Wright, she brings so much to value to when I list a home and sell a home. And she was in here. She was talking about some of the trends that were going on. Do you remember she straightened me away on the difference between a rug and a mat?
Yeah, I remember that. We were trying very hard there. Yeah. You just were not letting that go.
I really didn't know there was a difference.
You didn't know there was a difference.
No, but I guess in the...
I'm sure you've been told.
In the home design world, that was a major faux pas.
Home design, we had Mr. John Kernigan. He actually built my home, but he's a custom home builder. He is very involved with the Colburn Estates community, which is just about wrapping up in Colburn. But he, of course, his real passion is in building custom homes in Northumberland County and I think a little beyond. Great guy, does great work, and one of the better builders in this area as far as being able to put the home together that you dreamed of. And Megan McDonald, Northumberland Habitat for Humanity. Yeah. Actually, a nice link there, a bit of a segue there. There is actually a Habitat home in my community in Colburn Estates that Habitat built. But what a great personality too. I mean, she just got you excited about what she does and what Habitat and the Restore do in our community.
Right. And it gives you a diverse look at real estate. I mean, that's when we started the show, we realized how big the topic of real estate is. It's not just the transaction. It's just not the buying or the selling. It's the maintaining of your home. It's the improving of your home. It's the finances of your home. It can be about the masses, the maybe from 25 to 65, that age group. It can be people that need more affordable housing. It can be people in their golden years that need a certain type of housing. And that's where we had a Bodan Klufus from Premier Mobility.
Yep.
And what an insightful look into how to make your home. Adapt your home in such a way you don't have to leave it.
As your life changes. Or to make your home, to maybe make your home work to bring a family member home or someone that has that deals with disabilities and making your home, making their lives and your life.
And a guy that better. Cared. You he could really tell did. He really cared.
Very passionate. Very passionate. Okay. Again, Dave Smith, Dale Bryan on Reality Realty. We are going to continue to look back on our first year of broadcasting Reality Realty live. And we're going to take a look at what's in store for our second year. If you have some ideas of what you think would be good real estate topics or segments for the future, call them into the station right now at 905-372-2391. Welcome back. This is Dale Bryant and Dave Smith on Reality Realty, Northumberland 89.7's local real estate talk. During our last segment, we were talking about past guests and past highlights of Reality Realty's first year. And we're just going to touch on a couple more, and then we're going to talk about the future. So what would you think, would you consider noteworthy moments leading up to or during our show? Anything that comes to mind? How about guests? You've had fun with guests. Sometimes the schedules just don't work out, do they?
Yeah, because our guests, they're not all about radio. They really have jobs. They really have businesses. So we've had a few cancels.
A few cancels.
And we've had a few cancels very last minute.
Yes.
And maybe we realize that 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, We don't have a show for 11 a.m. Thursday morning.
Sometimes when the guest comes in, they're not really here. We've had, remember that time we had?
Yeah.
We had
no
a guest.
Names. No,
no
names.
No, no. We had a guest that was actually texting while on the show. And I don't mean in the segment. I mean in the segment they're actually being interviewed, yeah. Because this show is live, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And if their answers had been really good, maybe I wouldn't have thought much of it.
Well, sometimes I ask questions of people. They have no. We have one guest in here, and again, we're not going to pick on them. But I asked him a question about a category or a business they had nothing to do with, and he just kind of looked at me, and his eyes got just as big as saucers because he's like, "I have no idea what I'm supposed to say right now." But you know, it's a live.
What do you do? It's live television where we didn't go to.
It's not television though. I got news for you, Dale. It ain't TV.
Oh, I was just thinking about my contract talks I'm just recently having.
You work on that. Yeah. How about us? We've made some you've made some mistakes. That is, talking during commercials while we still have the microphones on. Luckily, our talk was still family rated, which is good.
I think
it always would be, but...
I think back to the time we had a Points to Ponder. I was talking about drones, and we went to commercial. We didn't shut off the mic, so the commercial's playing... And during the commercial, we're debating. Let's call it debating, because I did the segment on drones, and then I said, I really don't agree with this. And you couldn't believe I did a segment.
You were
on
arguing
it.
With your own segment. How about co-hosts that don't necessarily show up for the show? How about co-hosts?
Yeah,
and all due respect to Diane Chapp. That's why I was making fun of Diane a little bit. I wasn't making fun of her, but the show that I had vehicle trouble. I could not get to the show. Could not get in contact with Dale because when you're live, you have to close out the world, right? You got to close out the world. You're focused. Primarily focused.
Yeah, there's no plan B.
All you knew was that Dave was not here, and that's probably 55% of the show. So I walked in with about 10 minutes left.
Tried to steal the show.
Well, I probably did. It's my burden. We've worn out several production managers. They were coming through here like chicklets.
We had Megan. We had Amy.
No, we had a lot. Poor people.
So I hope
we had one fellow that never ever came in from the couch. He just stayed out there outside of the couch because we've had some controversial topics as well. Things that we really sat back and thought about long and hard before we did it. But we had Mr. Radon come in here, mm-hmm. and she did a great, great job on presenting. Mrs. Radon, actually. But she did a great, great job on a tough subject and a complicated subject that you've got to be very, very specific on the science of it. And she did a great show. But we think that brought some real value. And, the open house will go on, will always go on as one of our tough points to fight over, Dale and I. So what about the future, Dale? What do people want from you? What are the people demanding? When you go out at the end of the show every week and you have to fight through the crowd in that big black Denali. What are they called?
What are those? Denali.
Denalis pick you up with all the tinted windows to whisk you off.
Yeah, yeah.
Are the people shouting from what are they writing on their signs? What are they demanding?
Well, I think they're demanding a two-hour show.
Is that what they're demanding?
Oh, you know, how about the look of our station manager last week when we suggested we might do a 2-hour show?
Yeah, that told me right there the negotiations are still in the infancy stages. There, that there's still some work to be done. What about features like you've got here that we may want to highlight some homes for sale? So you'd like to pick like a listing of the week kind of thing, maybe?
Yeah, and we're in talks about this, but it could be an advertising an advertising opportunity for realtors to have a home or two highlighted during the course of our show. It wouldn't be a long segment, but I think it would be a very relevant piece of our show to have.
Well, this is your list, so why don't you finish off your list? I'll talk about the things I'd like to see.
Surveys. I'd be interested in maybe on my website getting some sort of survey component and asking the public questions. We could announce what sort of questions we had on the air. Over the next couple weeks, people could respond on the web on the survey, and then we could discuss the way the people, our listeners, are thinking. I think that would be a really neat thing.
It just has to be short. 2-3 questions because they just don't do it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. People don't have time for page or 2 pages of questions. Nope. Case studies.
What does that mean?
I'd like to get into real estate case studies where something has either gone to court or just before it goes to court. Well, no, things that have gone to court and where there's been two sides to a real estate dispute. And just talk about the situation. Talk about the options. Which way do we think it would go? And I'd like to have a lawyer in here. And I'd like to have the lawyer's input into some of these case studies. And I think we can learn a lot out of case study. And we have had lawyers in here. We've had Megan Adams from Third Street Law. We've had Jim McGrath in here. I mean, he's got his own show, Law Talk. Mm. So those are some of the things I think I'd like to see.
We never did
come.
Have a duel. You guys are going to have a duel. I was disappointed. That's
dueling
my
what?
Disappointed. You were going to duel, the two of you guys. Continuing to have, I see you've written here, continuing to have interesting guests. So how can we make that happen? What if people wanted to get in touch and say, I'd love to be a guest on Real. I got something to offer. I can enhance an already fantastic lineup.
Well,
that's what they would write, I think.
Yeah, and we do. We do already have a lineup of guests. We do have a schedule. But if you have a new product, a service, a perspective that we haven't been at, we'd love to at least hear about your ideas. And you could contact me, Dale Bryant. You could email me, dale@dalebryant.ca, or email dave@realityrealty.ca, and let us know.
Okay, so here's mine. Are you ready for mine?
Yeah,
these
go ahead.
Are the things.
We have 40 ideas. Seconds.
I like the way you set that up. We've always wanted to have a phone-in segment. From the beginning, we wanted to have a phone-in segment. Technologically, I think we're there now. I think this is something we can deal with.
But we don't
more
have
buttons.
The station wants the phone-in to go to Lane.
Yeah.
And then she'll bring us a note.
You know
we
what?
Don't
That's,
have a 6-second delay we're here. Just, we yeah, don't have a 10-second delay.
Those are details. We'll make it happen.
We make it happen.
But are they out there? Are the people out there?
Oh,
we need
goodness,
to
yes.
know that they're out there. We need them to let us know that this is something that they would like to do. So please send us an email, call us at the station. The best idea we get before next week's show, we'll maybe make a part of the show this fall. We need your help. Do you like Reality Realty? What do you like about it and why? What would you like to see? Weekly contests is something that I would love to do. We've tossed it around. We haven't made it happen yet, but we need a sponsor for that. Could your business be that sponsor? So again, please give us a call or send us an email at dave@realityrealty.ca or dale@dalebryant.ca or call 905-372-2391 and maybe we could build a contest around you as a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done it again, Dale.
That's the show.
We have filled another hour with
and we truly talked about ourselves.
Well, it's something we can do, evidently. It's something we can
I think so. It was a good review. Dave, this has been a great year.
Yep.
We've had a very interesting show. I don't listen to many of our shows, but I've listened to the odd one on podcast. I'm just too busy.
The podcast, we're going to update the podcast. That's the other thing we want to say. The podcasts are going to, if you've ever tried to visit them, we're going to make sure they get dates and guests on there to make it easy to find.
And so don't forget, that's it, Dave. So really, folks, don't forget to join me, Dale Bryant, real estate broker with Royal LePage, Pro Alliance Realty Brokerage, and Dave Smith, certified home inspector with Pillar to Post Home Inspectors, next Thursday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon for Reality Realty on Northumberland 89.7 FM, truly local radio. Until next week, folks.